Now to the border, where the Title 42 policy that restricts asylum seekers from entering the US will stay in place for now. That's because of a 5-4 ruling that came out yesterday from the Supreme Court. The whole idea behind Title 42, to protect public health during the pandemic, is not what's in legal question. What the High Court justices will decide in the coming months is whether 19 red states that oppose the policy even have the standing to intervene. Let's learn more about the legal pathway with Melissa Crowe, Director of Litigation at the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies. She's in Washington. Melissa, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much, Deepa. Happy to be here.
Melissa, break it down for us in simple terms. What will the Supreme Court be looking at exactly from a legal standpoint?
Just as you said, the only question that the Supreme Court will address is whether the anti-immigrant states may intervene to challenge the order that came from the D.C. District Court. That order found that the Title 42 policy was arbitrary and capricious, and thus illegal, and that it should be vacated, which the U.S. government was prepared to do as of last Wednesday.
Okay, and we want to talk about what that intervention might look like, but I know you're very disappointed in the decision. There is, however, a particular line in the decision that you pointed out to us from Chief Justice John Roberts. Let me read it. The stay itself does not prevent the federal government from taking any action with respect to the policy, and that policy is Title 42. What does that mean?
So the majority was clear that the stay prevents the federal government from giving effect to the district court order that would have vacated the Title 42 policy. As you said, they use very specific language to the effect that the stay itself doesn't prevent the federal government from taking any other action regarding the policy. But there is a separate case brought by a number of red states in a district court in Arizona when the Biden administration tried to terminate the Title 42 policy several months back. And that court found that the steps that the federal government had taken were not procedurally correct, and that they had to go through the notice and comment process, for example, if they wanted to terminate the policy. So although technically this stay doesn't prevent the federal government from taking certain actions, the Louisiana decision does, at least for the moment.
It's so complicated. So let's look at the legal path if the Supreme Court rules that states do have the right to intervene.
Yes, then the case will likely be remanded to the district court so that the states can put their case forward. We sincerely hope that the Supreme Court will reach the same conclusion as the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, which held that the state's request to intervene was untimely, was done at the 11th hour, and was thus inappropriate, and that the D.C. District Court's decision should stand and the Title 42 policy should be set aside. The reality is that the Title 42 policy is a public health tool, and the states are viewing it as a border management tool, which it was never intended to be.
Yeah. So, Melissa, I think what many of us are wondering is if the states do get the go-ahead from the Supreme Court, that's a big if, when they rule in the coming months, does that mean that they could bring challenges so that along the Arizona border, along the Texas border, Title 42 might stay in, but say California might have a different policy?
I don't think so, because immigration policy is nationwide, and you know, even the states have banded together to file this challenge. I think even they would agree that immigration policy shouldn't be conducted piecemeal.
Yeah. But you know, we only have about 15 seconds, but what could happen in the meantime? Because we've all watching this humanitarian crisis at the border.
Yes, the first thing that should happen is that the federal government should re-implement the Title 42 exemption process so that people who are particularly vulnerable are able to enter the United States and pursue asylum in accordance with our domestic and international obligations.
We have to leave it there. Melissa Crow is the Director of Litigation at the Center for Gender and Refugee Studies. Melissa, thank you.
Thank you so much, Deepa.